Because we are not under the spirit of fear.
Once Brent gets
of love and power and sound mind.
Hoping that.
So that would be a fear of man. It says in Proverbs that the fear of man is a snare.
We'll have to change some things to suit the
In Matthew, Jesus said in 10:28, fear not him who's able to kill the body, but fear him who's able to destroy both body and soul.
Okay, Hebrews 12:18.
So there's a right kind of
fear. And in 18, this is where it really... worry about things,
we can't change it. And people say you should worry.
Okay, where some of about, it, you can why get some worry about things you can't change? But when you get to this one,
and so our mind gets running.
It's
and all this stuff.
So
you
obvious.
Know, if I let my mind keep running, I'll be so depressed about Heidi's
Lord,
situation.
You
know,
understand your words as we
know what to do.
Holy book.
Okay, and I have
help us to
throw that in God's lap.
And help us to.
And every once in a while, I keep taking it back. And I got to throw it back over here.
Lord, I pray that
you help
us
take it
to be faithful to thee in Jesus' name.
Okay, and that's just how it is. That's just how we are.
Remember that the recipients of Hebrews,
there's also a godly sincerity. 2 Corinthians writes
after reading the Old Testament, what comes to mind?
So that shows us that there's a true and there's a faith.
And ye are not... come unto
would be,
the mount
a person would be
that
wise
be
touched, careful to cross you know
and that
street
burned with
when
fire
a green light,
on that
side.
Nor unto
fear.
The blackness and darkness and tempest
fear about the
and
economy,
the sound
well,
of a trumpet
control
and
that.
The voice of words
you know to
which
fear
voice they that heard
the
entreated that the
that.
Word should not be spoken
I mean,
to them anymore.
We just got to put our trust in the Lord.
Skip the parentheses for now. Drop
okay,
down to 22, which is the sentence.
People can run and hide, but they, man, you
but ye are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city
phones,
of
I mean,
the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem,
I mean,
and to
an
innumerable
to
company of
chooses.
Angels and so forth.
And what if we bring
okay,
glory
so
to God in
verse 18:19, Mount Sinai.
None of us like to think like that.
That's where the Jews got
if?
The Ten Commandments.
Stephen's death.
What were they told?
Brought glory
as that
to God.
Mountain quaked, as that
I
mountain
highly doubt
burned
Stephen
with
got
fire.
Heaven, he said, "Man, I shouldn't
the
have said
people
that.
Were scared to death.
I really got fired up.
At the end of verse 19, what did the people get together and do? They
said
to Moses,
sure,
you go
I
talk
that.
To
I
him.
Got
weren't too
mess.
Scared to hear him talk to us?
Man, that was... If I'd have known that,
you
I would have
go
said
talk
it right
to
off
him.
The
you
bat.
Be our mediator. And God said
the
that they were smart, they were wise in saying that.
You know,
because
so,
he audibly spoke
just
the Ten Commandments to them.
These things. But in this idea,
they
serve God
heading
towards
eventually to an earthly Jerusalem.
Fear.
But these people that
so
he's writing to
have a fear towards
are
our
heading
God
towards a heavenly
when you get
Jerusalem.
Fussing with God.
So we're dealing with the Hebrews
as I know
of the tribulation.
Do.
What follows
when you get
the tribulation
into God,
will be the
stop
second
yourself,
coming.
Take yourself by the neck,
interesting
the collar, say,
idea
hey,
in the parentheses.
Now,
for they could not
smart.
Endure
you're
that which was commanded,
the
Ten Commandments.
Yeah,
and if so much as a beast touches the mountain,
heart,
it shall
anyway.
Be stoned or thrust
and he's
through with a dart.
Existence. Now, he's promised he's not sending you
Well,
there.
The question comes up on that one, who was going to do that?
You know, you just need to kind of think about it.
Most likely an angel.
Yeah,
most likely an angel
it,
was
still,
guarding.
You know,
and if an animal happened to show up, all of a sudden
okay,
this dart
so
came
we,
out of nowhere.
God acceptably with reverence and a godly fear.
Took him out,
okay,
and that would surely produce some fear.
Second, or in Philippians,
okay, or a rock came out of nowhere and pelted that animal.
Philippians chapter 2.
Hollywood's trying to depict some of these things, but the Lord had all this going on at Mount Sinai.
Okay, now some folks will quickly say, well, we're
so
the
these people were exceedingly afraid.
Love. And you should serve
and in verse 20 it says,
him.
And
yeah,
so
agree,
terrible
as
was
far as
the sight that Moses
him,
said, I exceedingly fear. And
Philippians 2 verse 12, wherefore, my
so
beloved?
The Ten Commandments, when this booming,
so
thunderous
love,
voice,
as ye have always obeyed,
not thundered
in
out
my presence
the
only,
Ten
but
Commandments,
now much more my absence,
which was
work out your own
like
salvation
a marriage proposal. To the
now, that's
nation
not
of Israel.
Working out the salvation.
And so he's basically
he
making an agreement with them, the Mosaic agreement. If you comply with this, then here's what I will do.
Life.
If you don't comply with this, then this
okay,
is what
and,
I will
and
do.
Things like that. That's
and
what he's
God
dealing
did,
with.
He met his
I
agreement.
Think our greatest fear.
Okay, and they were all afraid about this. And Exodus 20, verse 20. Basically, God told them through Moses, don't be afraid. I just came here to scare you.
Keeps us on our toes.
Okay, and recognize kind of what he's saying in Exodus 20:20. I think that's the first 20:20 in the Bible.
Once you start doing that,
okay, and so it was a very fearful thing.
And I
now there's a phenomenon that's going around the world.
Reception.
I just happened to mention the kitchen about people hearing trumpet sounds. Has anybody heard some trumpet sounds?
Eyes will glass over.
Okay, Jen and I heard one in Australia.
Cover up, and they won't be hearing a word you say.
And this is get on YouTube, and you can hear something bellowing out there, and it sounds like a trumpet.
Deception, because they don't want to take.
So, man, I hope an angel's warming
up. They started that path.
Okay, but
once they got down that path far enough,
and a lot of things that God can do in nature and creation to try to get our attention, or just to show us or give us little hints there and here that hey, I'm still out here. Don't forget me.
And so that's one thing I dare say.
And then we overlook the demonic beings and everything.
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16.
Okay, in verse 22, but ye are come unto Mount Sion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem.
And he's referring to saving us.
Okay, the Jerusalem, that which is above, is free. Galatians 5 writes about.
And deception in these
days. Okay, and then it says, and to an innumerable company of angels, you know, can't keep track of how many.
And so he lands off this last verse.
Now, verse 23, a lot of guys think they know what they're talking about.
Fire is used by God to produce fear.
Animals
naturally fear
fire. The General Assembly.
Okay, so the judgment
and the church of the firstborn. The church of the firstborn,
I could probably lean toward the New Testament church.
Jesus being the first person born of God.
God
is being a part of his church. If that's the case, then a general assembly
could be the
Old Testament saints
as a burning bush.
And the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, we are promised
so our
that our
God is consuming
the Lamb,
fire.
Book
of we jump
life.
That right back to the
and
to
the God,
Sinai,
that judge of
and
all.
Lightning hit
that's what Revelation
Sinai,
writes about.
Smoked
the
and
judge of the universe,
because he was put in fear.
And to the spirits of just men made perfect.
Our God,
as in our Father which art in heaven.
These are all Jewish things.
Anything
our
possibly
God
is
tribulation
saints,
fire.
But I really don't know.
Now the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, so this is like the crowd in heaven.
Somebody, he said, "I have not come to
eventually
heading
to." And it says, "And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant."
Okay, so
new covenant mentioned here in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. I'm sorry, mentions New Testament.
And we're getting right to the end of it.
And I do believe that the difference between a testament and a covenant is a covenant doesn't necessarily involve family, where a testament involves family, like the last will and testament. And he used the word covenant many times with the people of Israel.
And I just pray you to.
And so he is saying that Jesus is a mediator of the new covenant. Covenant. Again, for a Jew, that's hard to accept. They don't like the idea. They think that they don't think too highly of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Jewish remnant are going to think very highly of him. And they're going to believe in him. And he's a mediator. The Catholics will try to make Mary, the mother of God, the mediatrix between man and Jesus. And then Jesus is the mediator between God and the Father. But obviously we don't want to buy into that idea. There's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. So the Lord Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant. That was written about back in chapter 8 and 9 and 10, where he died once for all. And to the blood of sprinkling, that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Okay, the blood of Abel shed, the first martyr throughout history, where he was killed by his brother Cain. And he's showing us that the blood of Jesus Christ is obviously better than the blood of Abel. The blood of Abel reveals that you can't get blood out of turnip, and also reveals that you can't get away with murder. Okay, but the blood of Jesus Christ reveals eternal redemption and an inner cleansing of our soul. And it is eternal blood, and it is still in working today, where the blood of Abel has been long gone. And then he says, verse 25, "See that you refuse not him that speaketh."
Okay, the idea is that Jesus Christ is audibly going to speak from heaven during the tribulation time period. Revelation 6 says that when he speaks, when he pulls back the curtain,